Task 1. Read the instructions and the task carefully.
Internships can offer a boost to eager graduates looking to start their careers. But is it fair to ask young people to pay for work experience? We asked a few listeners for their opinions. Speaker A.
I represent a web-based agency that matches up companies with undergraduates and graduates. We have worked out good contacts with many established businesses, and we pay them to take people on for work experience. Not many companies are willing to cooperate. Let's face it, inexperienced employees can hardly guarantee a high quality of work, added to which is the decline in productivity that companies have to accept and frequent inspections from either state or university administrations, which is a nuisance. Making graduates pay for an internship sweetens the pill for those firms, and from my point of view, the amount of money involved, about £65 a day, is not much to develop your expertise. Am I wrong?
Speaker B. I'm sure the practice of paid internships has its advantages, especially for the efficiency of small businesses. But sometimes I wonder if it doesn't close the door in the face of many people. In my case, I studied hard, made good contacts at university, played by the rules, and now I need a salary to support myself, not another burden to add to my expenses. During my years at university, I didn't assume that I had to put something aside to finance an internship. And if it really must be that way, the government has to make sure the companies offering paid internships are inspected on a regular basis. That would guarantee that people get what they are paying for. Otherwise, it's highly possible it will become nothing more than a money-making opportunity, especially for small businesses. Speaker C.
I graduated 10 years ago, but even then the competition on the job market was fierce. I realised I had to get work experience first. After a year of trying to get a free placement, eventually I decided to pay for a month of work experience with a company in London. My present job as a financial advisor definitely compensated for the investment in millions. After completing my internship, I quickly got a good job. But not everyone is that lucky. I've heard stories of people paying for an internship and getting very little out of it, or struggling for months to get a contract. Well, a big part of my success story was actually networking and meeting the right people in the different companies I cooperated with while I was an intern. I listed all of them on my CV, and I'm sure that was the key element.
Listen to the recording once again.
Internships can offer a boost to eager graduates looking to start their careers. But is it fair to ask young people to pay for work experience? We asked a few listeners for their opinions. Speaker A.
I represent a web-based agency that matches up companies with undergraduates and graduates. We have worked out good contacts with many established businesses, and we pay them to take people on for work experience. Not many companies are willing to cooperate. Let's face it, inexperienced employees can hardly guarantee a high quality of work, added to which is the decline in productivity that companies have to accept and frequent inspections from either state or university administrations, which is a nuisance. Making graduates pay for an internship sweetens the pill for those firms, and from my point of view, the amount of money involved, about £65 a day, is not much to develop your expertise. Am I wrong?
Speaker B. I'm sure the practice of paid internships has its advantages, especially for the efficiency of small businesses. But sometimes I wonder if it doesn't close the door in the face of many people. In my case, I studied hard, made good contacts at university, played by the rules, and now I need a salary to support myself, not another burden to add to my expenses. During my years at university, I didn't assume that I had to put something aside to finance an internship. And if it really must be that way, the government has to make sure the companies offering paid internships are inspected on a regular basis. That would guarantee that people get what they are paying for. Otherwise, it's highly possible it will become nothing more than a money-making opportunity, especially for small businesses. Speaker C.
I graduated 10 years ago, but even then the competition on the job market was fierce. I realised I had to get work experience first. After a year of trying to get a free placement, eventually I decided to pay for a month of work experience with a company in London. My present job as a financial advisor definitely compensated for the investment in millions. After completing my internship, I quickly got a good job. But not everyone is that lucky. I've heard stories of people paying for an internship and getting very little out of it, or struggling for months to get a contract. Well, a big part of my success story was actually networking and meeting the right people in the different companies I cooperated with while I was an intern. I listed all of them on my CV, and I'm sure that was the key element.